rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a hapless racehorse named Franscal, F-R-A-N-S-C-A-L. Franscal was 2 years old, a native of France, and a loser. He had raced only 6 times, and those times in his homeland. He had finished third once, but that was the best that he'd ever done. And so in July of 1953, the owners shipped him across the channel. Franscal would try his luck on foreign soil, the racetrack at Bath in southern England, and he would run at 10-1. Now it's an hour before the race is to begin. Franscal is waiting patiently in his stable. The bettors at the track glanced over their forms, noted Franscal at 10-1, and generally ignored him. Even though the French horse had never run in England before, there seemed little chance that the northern climate would speed him up any, or so they, the track bettors, assumed. Now, I must explain that off-track betting is legal in England, and though it's been suggested that some horses are inspired by the humans who have confidence in them, let me remind you that the bettors at the track, the fans who were present that day, did not favor Franscal. So there is no way that that horse could have known what was happening miles away in every direction at that very moment. 30 minutes before the race, there is a flurry of off-track betting. Big city bookies, and I mean throughout all the British Isles, were receiving last-minute money on Franscal. Stunned, many of these bookies began laying off bets with their colleagues. For most of them, it was too late. In rapid fire, the off-track systems attempted to contact the racetrack at Bath, but the incoming telegraph line had been cut. The incoming telegraph line, used for the purpose of last-minute odds shifting, apparently, they said, had been struck by lightning. You and I know it had been cut. So Franscal, with 70,000 unexpected off-track dollars on his nose, approached the starting gate, still 10-1 to lose. Now the horses are ready, and they're off. Franscal breaks clean and pushes to the inside. Out in front, it's Paper Chase, Queen's Lady, and Sinbad. In the turn, Paper Chase fades to the outside, and Franscal charges for the hole. It's Sinbad and Queen's Lady, Sinbad and Queen's Lady, neck and neck. On the outside, Queen's Lady backs off. Now it's Sinbad, forward by a length. Franscal driving hard to the inside, overtaking Queen's Lady. The crowd's on its feet. In the stretch, it's Sinbad and Franscal. Sinbad forward by a nose. Franscal closes the gap. It's Sinbad and Franscal. It's Franscal down to the wire, and the winner by a nose is Franscal. And even those who'd bet on the other horses that day shared in the pandemonium of cheers. For there's a bit of the underdog in all of us, and in that shining moment, he was one of us. Franscal, the only horse in horse race history to win a race without ever leaving the stable. I said without ever leaving the stable. The income telegraph line had been cut, purposely, maliciously cut, and it was 3 days before Scotland Yard found Franscal in his hideaway stall, right next to the look-alike champion racehorse, the identical twin of Franscal, who through the hanky-panky of the crooks had owned both and had run the race in his place. And if you've run out of fingers, 70,000 at 10-1 is $700,000. And now you know the rest of the story.